Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's only one thing stopping the Red Sox from returning to the World Series, the Houston Astros. But watch out, they're really, really good. Here's Red Sox manager Alex Cora on the Astros, the team he was the bench coach for just last year.
It seems like they're playing their best baseball of the season at the right time. They can pitch, they're playing good defense, they're swinging the bat well. They're a complete team. I've been talking about them the whole season, so now we go.
Game one is tomorrow at Fenway Park for this best of seven series. Steve Buckley joins me to provide some expert thoughts on what the Sox need to win and how they might blow it. Steve's a columnist with The Athletic and a longtime Red Sox observer. Steve, welcome back to the program.
It's good to be here. Interesting days we live in.
Aren't they, though? From mayors to the World Series. I mean, it is a great baseball matchup, right? You've had two teams that both won 100 games, but in different ways. Right? The Red Sox scored more runs than anybody else. The Astros allowed fewer runs than anybody else. What do you expect to see when these two teams collide?
I think the most interesting, honest answer I could provide is I don't know, because it's almost a cliche, you know, when these two teams meet, anything can happen. But They are very good teams. The key thing to look for here, in my opinion, is the Red Sox starting pitching situation. My sixth sense tells me you have a David Price question in the back of your head to ask.
Well, yeah, will David Price win a game?
And, well, statistically, he's due, you could say. I mean, the bettors would say he's due. But the fact of the matter is he's made 10 postseason starts. He's 0-9 with a 6.03 ERA, which goes beyond buzzards luck. It just becomes a degree where he just never wins a postseason game as a starter. And he is starting game two. What the Red Sox need is for Chris Sale and David Price, their first two pitchers in the series, to go deep into the game, at least the sixth inning, because it takes the pressure off of what everyone agrees is a subpar bullpen. So if you can get later into the game, you're not bringing in flawed relief pitchers, and you get maybe to the ninth inning, and Kimbrel's the closer, had a rocky outing against the Yankees in the last game of the division series, but his overall numbers are outstanding.
Right. Across the season, Kimbrel's been lights out most of the season. But it's the rest of the bullpen that is kind of the weak link. If there is a weak link on the Red Sox team, it's the middle relief,
well,
the rest of the bullpen.
I call it an old-time bullpen to the degree that back in the day, there's never enough pitching. So your pitching staff would be your four best pitchers were your four starters. Then you got that closer who throws 96 miles an hour. And then the fifth starter was usually released by May because he wasn't that good. And then the bullpen, the so-called long guys, were just guys you picked up. They came and went.
They were journeyman players. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd come and go, and, you know, Alan Embry and guys like that. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, we began seeing a trend in baseball where bullpens were built kind of from the middle out. And you note that the Tampa Bay Rays are using what's called the opener now, which is a guy that pitches just the first inning, and then they kind of piece it together from there based on matchups.
It's one of the biggest strategic changes in baseball.
It's huge. And then the Royals won the World Series a few years back with middle relievers throwing 100 miles an hour. So if the starter was out in the fifth inning, usually you just, okay, we're done. We're all set here. We're going to win. And now the Royals bring in a guy that throws 101 miles an hour, and it's a whole different ballgame. So this, and I say it with a wink, is an old-time bullpen in which the middle guys are just flawed guys who will jump around.
So we're talking about pitching, but if the Red Sox have an advantage, it's on the other. It's hitting. Like the Astros don't have a Mookie Betts-type hitter, right? They don't have a standout. Or who do you think of as the...
I think of Alex Bregman, just because I think he's going to put up big numbers. Steve Springer is another one. They've got some hitters. Now, do they have the 1-2 MVP finalists as we think Boston's J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts will be? No. But in the grand scheme of things, these are two powerful teams capable of lighting it up, and I think we're going to see lots of offense in this series.
Anything you had a few minutes with Alex Cora you would want to tell him to be particularly attentive to? That's the Red Sox manager.
I guess I'd say be particularly attentive to David Price, considering that in the column in The Athletic, I slammed the gavel down and said that David Price must not make another start in the postseason. I thought they could have rescued him by moving him to the bullpen strategically, not just as a punishment. in that he pitched out of the bullpen in the playoffs last year. He made two outstanding relief outings, albeit coming off of an injury, wasn't capable of going deep into the game. So they strategically said, let's just use him as a relief pitcher. But why not strategically use him in the same role this year, but for a different reason, that being they just don't think he can win games as a starter. So they've not chosen to take my advice.
I asked a version of this question to somebody else earlier in the week, but I'll ask you. It's a kind of pre-postmortem question. Let's say we invite you back in 10 days to talk about why the Red Sox lost. What do you think would be the reason?
That David Price lost two starts and that Houston pitching shut down J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts.
Do you think that's going to happen, or do you think the Red Sox can actually take this, will actually take this?
I think they will, because I think that Martinez is locked in. I think Mookie's going to pick it up. I have confidence in the offensive thrust of this team, and not just the two big names, but also Xander Bogaerts and Andrew Benintendi and even like Ian Kinsler. They have some good young players on this team, and they're cohesive and they're powerful, and I think they're going to score a lot of runs.
Well, I guess we'll find out starting tomorrow. That was Steve Buckley, columnist for The Athletic. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.
That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jamie Bologna, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, and Zoe Mitchell, with help today from Eve Zuckoff and Kainat Khan. Tim Skog is our technical director. A special thanks to George Hicks and the WBUR engineering team for their help with Hub Week. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Evan Horowitz. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.